Hymns are a very particular kind of music. Unforgettable melodies, stirring harmonies, life-changing lyrics. Through the centuries, hymns just weren't special music sung by robed choirs. Rather, they were the way people learned about God, the way people praised God. Likewise, God may use a hymn to speak to you and me in our darkest hour. There is perhaps no better day to sing a hymn than Easter morning. No better way to celebrate Christ's victory over sin, death, and hell than to join our voices with one another and saints throughout the ages to sing of love so amazing, so divine.
Wash my garments white.
The Apostle Peter wrote, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God."
Free to all the healing streams.
This Easter, we proclaim the good news that Jesus has been raised from the dead. Even more, we proclaim the great news that Christ saved us from our sins and raised us to experience new life in Him.
Tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves.
For centuries, Christians around the world have celebrated Easter by lifting hymns of praise to the resurrected Lord. But it's one thing to sing hymns with our lips and quite another to worship Him with our hearts. God so loved the world, you and me, and all those who came before us and all who will come after us. He loved the world so much that His Son gave His life so that we might have life with Him. We invite you to join us as we sing three final resurrection hymns. As we lift our voices and hearts together, our prayer is that you will be able to say with confidence, "The Lord is risen indeed." Sing we now of Easter.